A scare in the air. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. An Alaska Airlines flight forced to make an emergency landing at Portland International Airport Friday night after a large section of the aircraft blew out in midair. Incredibly, no one was hurt. Jeffrey Lindblom of Fox TV affiliate KPTV in Portland has more.
Evan Smith says he was among the passengers aboard the flight heading to Ontario and says they just reached cruising altitude at around 10,000 feet as disaster struck.
There was a really loud bang towards the left rear of the plane. And a whooshy noise.
Smith says he looked back about six rows and saw what he believes is a missing side panel.
It's kind of, there's not anything I have any control over, and it's just wait and see what happens.
Smith says he spoke with another passenger who said they were a row behind where the incident occurred.
And they said there was a kid in that row who his shirt was sucked off him and out of the plane, and his mother was holding on to him to make sure he didn't go with it.
He believes some cell phones and other items may have blown out too, and he says it's fortunate they weren't higher in the sky. He also credits the cabin crew for doing what he calls a good job.
The FAA says it'll order the temporary grounding of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 airplanes so they can be inspected. And millions along the eastern U.S. under a winter weather watch this afternoon.
Winter weather alerts have been issued for about 35 million people along the eastern seaboard from Maine to the Carolinas ahead of a developing storm that could become the first nor'easter of the year. Crews are standing by with plows and road salt to prevent residents from crashing in what could turn out to be very dangerous driving conditions in this stormy weather. The National Weather Service predicts the storm could bring heavy snow to the northeast and also flash flooding and severe thunderstorms to the Gulf Coast and Florida over the weekend. Their short-range forecast from the Weather Service predicts 6 to 12 inches of snowfall, mainly north and west of I-95 from Philadelphia to Providence.
Fox's Christina Coleman. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken currently on another visit to the Middle East as the violence in the region continues to escalate. Fox's Alex Hogan has more details on the ground from Tel Aviv.
People here are continuing to put pressure on the government that something needs to be done. These hostages, the remaining left in Gaza, including Americans, need to be able to be saved and come home. And that is something that we will likely hear Blinken, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, touch on as he makes his way to this part of the world in this multi-country stop. He arrived in Turkey meeting with the Turkish foreign minister and President Erdogan. He also is expected to try to cool some of the rising tensions that we've seen in recent weeks, not only within the Gaza Strip, but of course in Lebanon.
Blinken has previously advocated for a temporary pause in fighting and finding a way towards a two-state solution, adding that Gaza is Palestinian land and should be governed by the Palestinian Authority rather than Hamas. Well, released Jeffrey Epstein court documents includes a who's who's of Hollywood. Fox's Michelle Polino with more on that.
Court documents released in relation to a lawsuit against disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein's former accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, revealed a treasure trove of A-list celebrity names associated with Epstein, among them Leonardo DiCaprio, Bruce Willis, and Michael Jackson. Epstein had many high-profile connections, including former President Bill Clinton and foreign prime ministers, as well as Britain's Prince Andrew. But many celebrities were also on the list. Among the other names noted, model Naomi Campbell, Kevin Spacey, George Lucas, Cate Blanchett, and Cameron Diaz were all mentioned in passing. None are accused of wrongdoing. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And an amazing story out of Japan. A woman in her 90s has been pulled alive from a collapsed house in the western part of the country. The rescue coming 124 hours after that 7.6 magnitude quake slammed the region. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.